News, I'm Dave Collins. The New York City Police Department is identifying the suspect in a New Year's Eve machete attack on three officers as a 19-year-old man from Maine. The NYPD is now reporting an investigation on a possible terrorist link based on the suspect's social media post. Three officers were approached by the suspect Saturday night and attacked with a machete. One of the officers fired his weapon, wounded the suspect in the shoulder. One GOP congressman is describing TikTok as digital fentanyl.
It's highly addictive and destructive, and we're seeing troubling data about the corrosive impact of constant social media use.
Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Wisconsin Representative Mike Gallagher said the banning of TikTok on government devices should be taken nationally if a workable solution wasn't found with its parent company, ByteDance. A lawyer for the suspect in the University of Idaho stabbing murders says his client is looking forward to being exonerated. Jeremy Scott has more.
Brian Koberger could be back in Idaho as soon as next week following an extradition hearing scheduled for Tuesday. His attorney says the Washington State University grad student will most likely waive his right to extradition. The 28-year-old is suspected of stabbing four University of Idaho students to death in November. Koberger was arrested Friday in his home state of Pennsylvania. The attorney says his client is confident he'll be exonerated.
Pope Francis will preside over the funeral of his predecessor, former Pope Benedict XVI. The Vatican announced the 95-year-old former pontiff died Saturday at his home in a former monastery in Vatican City. Officials say Benedict's body will be moved to St. Peter's Basilica Monday so the faithful can pay their final respects ahead of his funeral on January 5th. Texas Christian University moving on to the national championship title game after beating Michigan 51-45 in a shootout in the Fiesta Bowl. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. The login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Outgoing House Minority Leader Steny Hoyer says the decision by the top three Democrats to step down from their leadership posts was not part of a coordinated effort. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, the Maryland Democrat explained the move to hand over party leadership to the younger generation was made individually by him, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and House Majority Whip James Clyburn. National Weather Service officials are urging residents in the area of Wilton, California, to evacuate due to record flooding. The flash flood warning was sent out Saturday night. A local state of emergency was issued due to widespread flooding and levee overtopping. Georgia will go for back-to-back national championship titles next week after beating Ohio State 42-41 in the Peach Bowl. Georgia head coach Kirby Smart says Ohio State played a tough game.
A lot of respect for Ohio State, for Ryan Day and his program. Just saw C.J. Stroud out there, and my heart goes out to those guys because they played well enough to win the game.
The Bulldogs will square off against TCU in the national championship game at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood a week from Monday. Avatar: The Way of Water is continuing to dominate the box office. The mega sequel is on track to gross almost $90 million over the four-day holiday weekend, bringing its domestic total to potentially $445 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.